You ever talk to people from Vancouver about Squamish? Regardless of our idyllic views or world-class recreating, oftentimes they say, "You mean the McDonald's stop before Whistler?" Living just a hop off of the Sea to Sky Highway means we get a lot of cars and tourists. Just remember those long weekends in the summer or early Saturday mornings in the winter. But living just off the highway means we also have many, many merge ramps onto it. Regardless of the construction delay at the Cleveland Avenue and Highway 99 intersection, it is important that we know how to use these merge ramps. And, the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure offers some guidance on how to safely do so, which can make our lives a bit easier if we are following these rules. The first step is to accelerate and match the speed of highway traffic as you travel onto a merge ramp. Next, you need to check your mirrors and blind spots and make sure you turn on your turning signal to let others know you're getting on. Though it may seem obvious since you're getting on a merge ramp, getting in this habit will serve you well for other confusing roadway obstacles, such as the roundabout. Of course, now comes the sometimes tricky part, the actual merge. The ministry says that it is best for the merging vehicle to speed up or slow down if a car is directly beside it. After doing so, merge gradually by following the path of the ramp. And while the ministry says this is an optional bonus step, it is often appreciated to give a friendly wave to the driver that lets you in at the very least to avoid a single finger. As for the drivers who are already traveling on the highway, it is best to change lanes if possible. But if that option is unavailable, then adjust your speed to create space. And, if you're wondering just how to merge from a two-lane highway down to one lane, then it's best to pull the old zipper method and take turns. Trust us, getting ahead of one more car won't get you to where you're going any faster.